Good morning and welcome to the program. We're looking at Luke chapter 10 in our broadcast, but before we get to Luke chapter 10 today, we're going to turn to Genesis chapter 19, and we're going to look at an old story here. Genesis chapter 19 is where we're going to start today, and then we'll get to Luke chapter 10 in just a few minutes. Now, in Genesis chapter 19, we find that one of the characteristics of the Bible is that God does not pull any punches. God does not beat around the bush as far as human nature is concerned. And God does not hide the dark side of man. We find that in the opening pages of the opening book of the Bible, that there are some things that do reveal this dark side of man. And that's what we're going to see here in Genesis chapter 19. And in the day and age in which we live, this is a story that needs to be taught. It is a story from God's Word that needs to be told. Genesis chapter 19. The Bible says in verse 1 that two angels came to Sodom at even. The Bible says that they went to Lot's house. Now, Lot was there. He was the nephew of Abraham. Lot lives in that city, and so they're going to spend the night with Lot. Now, the Bible tells us something very disconcerting in verse 4. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round. That means that they surrounded the house, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. Now, what you find in the Bible is that some of the worst things that can happen, and we might add some of the most private situations that otherwise might be embarrassing or might even be offensive, are very tactfully recorded in the Scriptures. And here you have the very delicate word no being used here. They say, bring them out unto us that we may know them. Now, these are men, and they want these men, these two men, who are actually angels in the form of men, they want them brought out to them. Now, of course, if you've read the Bible before, you know that the word know is sometimes used to refer to sexual activity. And that's the way that it's used here. So what we find here then is that homosexuality was rampant. It was widespread in the city of Sodom. And not only that, it had infected the men of this city to the point that they're actually willing to use force. So the Bible says that they come to Lot and they want him to bring out these two men. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. So what happens eventually in this story, and I'm going to have to skip over quite a bit, is that God ends up destroying the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible says in verse 24 of Genesis chapter 19, Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of those cities and that which grew upon the ground. The Bible says in verse 28 that Abraham looked back and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. Now that was the end of Sodom and Gomorrah. And why did God do that? Why did God destroy these cities? Because of their evil. And their evil had reached the point to where homosexuality was prevalent. So today, when you hear people promoting homosexuality, when you hear people saying there's nothing wrong with it, when you hear politicians, when you hear people in the media, when you hear people that are even religious and even some preachers say that there's nothing wrong with it, well, just be reminded of what happened in Sodom in Genesis chapter 19. Because there we find the wrath of God being poured out on that city and those other cities because of this very sin that we find described there. The very sin that people are promoting and encouraging today is the sin that led to the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah. Not only that, But we find in another book in the New Testament that God says that was only the beginning of their punishment. In Jude verse 7, the Bible says, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." So it was not just that God rained down fire and brimstone out of heaven upon those cities and destroyed them physically, but the Bible says spiritually, they will be punished with eternal fire. Now that's the book of Jude, verse 7. So there's absolutely no question about how God looks at this particular sin. So the Bible says plainly that God despised it, that God punished these people because of it. The Bible refers to homosexuality as an abomination. It says that homosexuality is against nature. And in these passages, and especially the one in Jude verse 7, the Bible says that those who are guilty of it will suffer the vengeance of eternal fire. How could it be any plainer? How could God have stated this in any more clear way than he has? Now, with that in mind, with the story of Genesis 19 and how God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah in our memory, let's go now and let's turn to Luke chapter 10. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus is sending out the 70 disciples, and he's sending them into towns and cities and villages where he's going to later go and preach the gospel. So he sends them out, and they have these miraculous abilities. They have the ability to heal the sick. They have the ability to cast out demons. And so they go and prepare the way. They pave the way for Jesus Christ to come in later into these cities. Now Jesus said to these 70, "When you go into a house and they receive you, and they're willing to help you," in other words, they're willing to give you a place to stay, they're willing to feed you, they're willing to support you while you're doing that work, then you stay in that house. But when people reject you, when people don't want anything to do with you because you are my disciples, then you shake the dust off of your feet. And here's what he says about those places. Here's what he says about the people in these cities where these miracles were being done, where all this preaching and teaching was being done, and they didn't want any part of it. They didn't want any part of Jesus as the Messiah. They rejected him. They rejected all these miracles. Here is what Jesus pronounces about those cities. In Luke chapter 10, verse 12, he said, "But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despises you despises me, and he that despises me despises him that sent me." So we might think that the worst thing that could possibly happen happened to Sodom, and it was a tragedy. We might even think that the people of Sodom are the worst people that ever lived, and as far as God is concerned, and as far as the way that God looks at them is concerned, there couldn't be anybody worse than the people of Sodom. And yet, the Bible says about these Jews, in these cities where all this preaching and teaching was done, where all these miracles were performed, he said about those cities in Luke chapter 10, verse 12, "It will be more tolerable in the day of judgment for Sodom," the Sodom that we read about in Genesis chapter 19, the Sodom that the Bible says will suffer the vengeance of eternal fire, and yet they will be better off in the day of judgment than these Jews in these cities which rejected Jesus Christ. Now those are some sobering words. That's a very shocking and a very alarming truth. What he's saying right here in Luke chapter 10 is that there are going to be some people who will be punished even worse. Yes, even worse than the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now how could that be? Well, what he shows us is that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and the people of these other Old Testament cities like Tyre and Sidon, Those cities in the Old Testament did not have the opportunities that these Jews did that he's talking about. Those Jews that lived in the city of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and especially Capernaum had far more opportunities than people in the Old Testament did. They were able to see these disciples of Jesus not only teaching the gospel and preaching the kingdom, but they were able to see them do these miracles. Now, they had never seen anybody else do them. They had never witnessed the kind of miraculous activity that these disciples displayed. They had never seen people raising the dead, healing the sick, and casting out demons, and so forth. So they see these miracles, and that should have been enough to convince them that what these disciples were saying was the truth and that they should obey it. And not only that, but Jesus himself came to these same cities. Jesus went to Chorazin. He went to Bethsaida. And he lived in Capernaum for some time teaching and preaching and healing people and raising the dead and casting out demons. There was no excuse for those people to turn Jesus away. There was no reason why that they should reject him. They had all this proof. They had all these benefits and blessings. And they had all of this teaching that Jesus Christ did. They heard the greatest man, the perfect teacher, Jesus Christ, and they witnessed and benefited from all these miracles. And yet when it came to following him, when it came to obeying him, they didn't want any part of that. They rejected him. So what we find as the bottom line is this: the greater your opportunities are, the greater responsibility you have. These Jews had far more opportunities. They had far more blessings. And God held them accountable for the opportunities that they had. He held them responsible to an even higher degree. And as a result, they will be punished more severely than even the people of Sodom and those other cities, Tyre and Sidon, which the Jews knew were cities that God had pronounced his wrath upon in the Old Testament as well. And yet Jesus is saying here that these New Testament places are going to be punished more severely in the day of judgment than these Old Testament wicked places. And yes, this does show that there are degrees of punishment in hell, and those degrees of punishment are based on how many opportunities we have and how much knowledge or how much opportunity we have to know the truth and to live the truth. So it was a very serious thing for these Jews to reject the messengers of Jesus Christ. As Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 16, "Whoever hears you, hears me. But whoever despises you, despises me. And whoever despises me or rejects me, rejects the one that sent me, and that is God Almighty." So a person couldn't look at Jesus' messengers, his disciples here, and say, "Well, I don't have anything against God, but I don't like your message," because Jesus said when they rejected the gospel, they were rejecting Jesus, and they were rejecting the Father that had sent him. Well, folks, I hope that you'll go back and look at this very sobering teaching that we've read and studied about today in Luke chapter 10. Again, the verses are Luke 10, verses 12 through 16, and we'll look forward to studying with you again tomorrow morning, Lord willing, at this same time. Thank you for listening. It's been a joy to study with you, and have a great rest of the day.